This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado pushes perpetual liability bill days after SCOTUS therapist speech ruling. The legislature advanced House Bill 26022 2 days after the ruling in Shields v. Saluzar, creating a new civil cause of action with no statute of limitations against therapists who engage in talk therapy the state opposes. The United States Supreme Court ruled 8-1 on March 31st that Colorado's ban on conversion therapy violates the First Amendment when applied to talk therapy, but the Colorado legislature was already building a second legal front against therapists. House Bill 26322, which passed the full House days after the ruling, would create a new civil cause of action against licensed mental health professionals accused of attempting to change a client's sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill carries no statute of limitations and permits claims even after the injured individual has died. Greg Veeder, a mental health professional and founding mental health professional on Colorado's Sex Offender Management Board, said on The Kim Monson Show that the bill opens up the civil court as another way of controlling people. He cautioned against seeing the bill as a replacement for existing regulatory authority. "It would be wrong to say it moves it over as if it moves out of the arena of DORA," Veeder said. "Now it's in two arenas, if you will. An 8-1 ruling that hasn't freed a single therapist." In Kills v. Saluzar, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for an 8-justice majority that Colorado's 2019 minor conversion therapy law, as applied to the talk therapy practiced by licensed counselor Kaylee Chills, censors speech based on viewpoint. Justices Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor filed a concurrence endorsing Gorsuch's reasoning. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the lone dissenter. The law permits therapists to affirm a client's gender identity or support gender transition, but forbids any conversation that attempts to change a client's sexual orientation or gender identity. The court held that this distinction amounts to viewpoint discrimination that must survive strict scrutiny, the most demanding standard in First Amendment law. "Colorado may regard its policy as essential to public health and safety," Gorsuch wrote. "Certainly, censorious governments throughout history have believed the same. But the First Amendment stands as a shield against any effort to enforce orthodoxy in thought or speech in this country. Yet the ruling does not overturn the law outright." The court reversed the Tenth Circuit, which had applied the far more lenient rational basis test, and sent the case back for reconsideration under strict scrutiny. Reason called the remand a judicial death sentence for the law as applied to Chills, but the practical effect for other Colorado therapists remains uncertain. Veeder, who has worked in the mental health field for decades, said the ruling has not changed daily practice. "The therapists in Colorado at this point, I do not believe, have any more freedom today than they did prior to the Kaylee Chills Supreme Court decision," he said on the show, the legislature's second front. House Bill 26-1322, sponsored by Democrat Representatives Alex Valdez and Karen McCormick and Democrat Senators Lisa Cutter and Kyle Mulica, would allow anyone who claims psychological injury from efforts to change their sexual orientation or gender identity to sue the therapist's employer, and anyone who hired or supervised the therapist. The bill permits economic, non-economic, and exemplary damages. It removes the 2-year statute of limitations that applied under the 2019 law and allows claims to be filed at any time without limitation. If the individual has died, a personal representative or estate may pursue damages within 5 years of the death. The bill passed the House Judiciary Committee 7-2 on March 25, 6 days before the Supreme Court issued its decision. It cleared the full House and now heads to the Democrat-controlled Senate. Republican Representative Matt Soper called the bill a slap in the face to the Supreme Court. "We have a bill that's designed to be a de facto ban on conversion therapy moving forward," Soper told Fox News. "A mental health therapist could actually be liable for their entire life." House sponsors Valdez and McCormick released a joint statement after the Supreme Court ruling. "In Colorado, you belong just the way you are. Now more than ever, we must protect LGBTQ+ Coloradans from the harmful practice that is conversion therapy. Two arenas, one target. Together, the regulatory structure and the proposed civil cause of action create a two-front legal threat for any therapist whose talk therapy departs from state-approved viewpoints." Under the 2019 law, the Department of Regulatory Agencies can impose fines up to $5,000, suspend a therapist's practice, or revoke a license entirely. House Bill 26-1322 would add the threat of uncapped civil damages with no time limit on filing. Veeder said he and Dr. Steve Broman, a retired family practitioner who also appeared on the show, are working to organize a coalition of stakeholders to address the situation. "We have to create voices and a collective of people who care about this, who can see the need to protect free speech and find ourselves organized and then present ourselves to the governor," Veeder said. He described a meeting the previous evening with advocates from California in which they debated which state is the worst when it comes to free speech. "Colorado won," Veeder said. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser, who is running to succeed Governor Jared Polis, said the state disagrees with the ruling and is reviewing it to assess its full impact on Colorado law and on our responsibility to protect consumers and patients. As of March 31, only one organization had formally registered in opposition to House Bill 26-1322 with the Secretary of State, Colorado Parent Advocacy Network. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers also opposes the bill. The Alliance Defending Freedom represented Chills before the Supreme Court. And now, Kim's perspective. 8 justices agreed that Colorado is censoring therapists based on their viewpoint, and the legislature's response was to create a new way to punish those same therapists. House Bill 26, Author T2, does not replace the existing regulatory threat. It stacks perpetual civil liability on top of it. The real question is whether Colloradans who believe in free speech will organize before both fronts close in permanently. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.